Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards. The gang back together again.
I know.
It feels like it's been forever since we've done a show together.
I just went to turn Stevie's mic up. I was like, wait a minute, I gotta turn Jen's mic up. It's a totally different thing. So yes, that is exciting. Exciting to be back together. Stevie producing the show, Jen and I back together. So, thank you. We appreciate your patience. Various things going on, vacations and personal things, like a lot of things happening. So we appreciate that. And yes, back together. So then poor Stevie doesn't have to write 30 questions a day for Trump Tui, Trump Timmy. She's done a great. There's a lot on her when we have days off. There is anyway. There's a lot to her job in general. But obviously we can't write questions when you're playing the game. You know, we play twice a day. And if I'm playing in and I'm stepping in for you, I can't write the questions and ask the questions. She has to take all that on herself.
I tried to like overly butter her up on Friday, thanking her many, many times for all the questions she wrote while I was out and while you were out. So she did a great job.
Absolutely. So, we'll add more to her plate with Stevie on the socials coming up at 6:40, but we pull back on some of the questions for her. So, obviously we'll play rounds of that coming up, Trump Tui at 7:35 and 8:35 as well. I know there was Nate drama on vacation. We really haven't talked about that because it was your own vacation and then I wasn't here. So, that's coming up. Also, I feel like we're not doing our job because it was everywhere, whether you went or you didn't, or you had to know somebody that went to Morgan Wallen, one of the shows over the weekend.
There were like a million people I knew on social media that were there.
I can't wait. It's not really
two sold out shows. It's crazy.
Oh, it was everywhere. I mean, whether you went or didn't or had FOMO or tried to get tickets or if you don't care about Morgan Wallen or country, it doesn't like this. These were events. It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. And I don't think it's a game. You know how I'll usually bring in two beers, two claws, or there'll be some type of kind of takeaway information. I do have a friend that tried to catch an Uber after that show.
Oh, no.
There is no way. I'll bring Steven. There is no way you will guess the amount of money.
To Uber to Menor? Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I can't imagine. I thought you were going to say parking.
No. Parking. We could do an entire thing about parking.
I bet.
Try to pay ahead for parking?
Well, you could do two beers, two claws. You could do parking. You could do Uber. There's a lot of options with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get into that a little bit closer to 8 o'clock if you were there, and you can certainly DM us pictures from the show. We're going to start here, though. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. It continues.
Does the game continue? Does it? I got a question. I got a question about it.
I saw the video.
I was hoping you would. So you're laughing. You know what's up there. I'm like, what did he do?
It's a good question. I mean, we should get to the answer. When I had yesterday, Izzy with his, she's in East Lake Gymnastics, and they had a routine at a classic park, which is where Lake County Captains play their home games, and they were on the field. And one of the dads is like, So, hey, dead guy in the envelope, huh? What's that all about?
And I was like, did you apologize?
I did. Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
So, wait. Tell me about this again. What is it? And I said, you know what? I will tell you about this. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope, and there's no prize. How many guesses do you take a day? One. How long does this go on? Quite a while. Well, who was the first guy? How long did it last? I said, we started this in January of 2024. We did not get a winner until November of 2024, and it was Meatloaf. So, that's the game.
So are we still playing then?
We are.
We are.
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. We need our first guess of the week from you, EMCs. Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Go Browns!
Yeah, go Brownies.
You got a guess for dead guy in the envelope?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bob Hope. Cleveland's own Bob Hope.
Cleveland's own Bob Hope. It is not Bob Hope. Not Bob Hope. We always love talking to you each morning. I feel like I have to answer that question next.
Yeah, you do. Where's the dead guy?
That's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites is the Jen and Tim Show.
I was gone for a while. I went on vacation. I came back, got sick, had to take a couple days off. So then I come back to the studio, and we play Dead Guy in an Envelope every day. You just heard us take our guest for today.
It's Bob Hope, if you missed it.
Historically, I don't love the game. I don't. It takes too long. It feels like a lot.
What else are you doing at 6:05? It is such a great thing to do at 6:05
Tim loves
in the morning.
It. That was
oh
late.
My gosh, it's great.
So you, the last time we got a winner and Dead got an envelope, you happened to be off. Someone called while you were off and got the answer. Just magically. It was crazy how that happened. So then you thought you didn't like that. So you locked the name of the dead guy in a box, left it in the studio. Well, last week I'm sitting here and I look at the box and the dead guy's gone. There's no dead guy in an envelope in a box. Like, where's the dead guy? Where's the dead guy?
It's back in here now.
What do you mean it's back in there now? You put it back. You took it, didn't you?
Yes!
I can't trust you. The last time I had some time off, you're around the box, shaking the box, looking. I said, I couldn't, you know what? I can't do this. So I had to take it with me.
You thought I was going to take
out. I thought that there was a chance. So I took that with me.
You took it with you or was it hidden somewhere in here? Because I did look around a little bit.
It was not hidden in here.
I looked around like, maybe.
I thought, there's a lot of little hiding spots here. And I said, there's just not a good spot in here. There's trays. There's all sorts of things. And there's 4 hours. There's a lot of time. I don't, you know.
The good news is, though, whilst looking for the dead guy in an envelope that I thought maybe you slid into a tray or something like that, I did clean the studio. Did you notice everything was wiped down?
This is the time I need to say yes. I've learned that from when my wife cleans and she asks me if you notice. I immediately say yes. And I don't know where, but I just immediately say yes. And it looks great. So yes, and it looks
smart.
Great.
I know. How about that?
But I don't see any dust. I do know, though, underneath the video that you can watch, Jen and Tim Show, of you asking where the video's at. I did see a comment that did strike me, and that is that's next. Kim Schmidt, thank you so much for the DM. We appreciate that. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, and all the socials. You can always get in there if you're on Facebook, if you're on Instagram, if you're on X. Kim Schmidt, I loved the phone calls that you did to him again.
So there you go. Thanks for being a good sport about that. We did call you. I don't understand how you expect us to play the game when you're not here. And then especially when you took the dead guy in an envelope out of the, cause you know, I could have gone rogue and opened it. But yeah, I mean, looks like this is the plan from now until forever. Every time you take a day off.
I know. I didn't think about
good
that.
Good morning.
I didn't think about
unless
that.
We think of something better before your next time off. I don't know, which is what, like next month or something like that. I mean, we'll have to think of something.
Well, I had several ideas. First of all, this third round, we had our EMCs, because that's who listens this time of morning. Did you want to play Dead Guy in an Envelope? The vote said yes. I said we could play Stand Up, Sit Down.
Yeah, that was not well received.
I said we could play Who's Next. I was coming up with ideas. I said that we could play the game, the most popular game on the Midway, which is Age, Weight, Birthday. That could have been another thing that we do early in the morning.
There was
a lot of plans.
That would have taken
a lot of plans.
You know, the question is, if we would have played Age, Weight, and Birthday.
Yes.
Once you got a winner, do we get to move on then? Like forever? It's done?
Maybe that particular column.
Oh, I see.
So it's like, yeah. Okay. I hit the weight. Somebody calls and I say.
I see.
110.
Yeah.
Yay! Great. Tomorrow, Age.
Right. I don't. Yeah. I don't know that any of those options are great.
Okay, I'm working on it.
We're working on it.
So, still got dead guy in an envelope, still solid. It moves on to tomorrow. By the way, if you're just joining us, no winner today.
No winner today. Shocker. Big news, though, as Ulta is leaving Target.
Oh, don't tell my daughter.
I thought of her because
it's
I know.
It's limited selection, though, anyway.
It is. And I have concerns about whether or not you can get your points. I've never really explored it.
Are they going to keep like a schmalta like they did when it was Sephora and JCPenney's? And now it's JCPenney's.
Do they still have that?
It's JCPenney, like, it's JCPenney, I don't know, it's like, it's still set up kind of like
is it
Sephora,
still in there?
But it's like Schmephora.
I don't know.
It's the JCPenney. Just because I happened to walk through there the other day, I said, oh, it's Sephora, but not.
I feel like Target has really upped their beauty area game.
Big time.
In general.
Oh, big time. They certainly have.
Separate of the Ulta area. And I find myself in the Target section all the time anyway. Maybe that's why they're doing it. But we know when it's happening, and that's in 60 seconds.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
It's 66 degrees this morning in Brecksville, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Legendary broadcaster Tom Hamilton surprised with an induction into the Guardians Distinguished Hall of Fame Saturday night at Progressive Field. Fans got bobbleheads and he got a standing ovation. His name now lives in Heritage Park alongside Guardians greats. Ulta pulling its mini stores out of Target. They announced the partnership will end in August of 2026, so you'll still be able to find Ulta products in Target stores and online until then. And KFC fans, they're bringing back two fan favorites starting today. The potato wedges and the hot and spicy wings. They're back nationwide. The wedges went away 5 years ago, and the wings went away 2 years ago. They're both back because of what they're saying was obsessive demand.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There's this guy I follow on TikTok, and he does fashion content, and he created an app. And when I saw it, I thought of Jen. Because remember when you packed for your cruise and you explained your very intense way of packing?
Yes.
I think this app would be perfect for you.
I'm very excited. Because my packing for my cruise was very efficient.
Yeah,
it worked
your Word
out.
Document, you might have to upgrade.
Oh, I can't wait to even make it better.
I don't think that's possible. I don't think she can make it better.
You can make
it
more
like pictures
tech
savvy.
Oh, I have pictures. I have, and I tried. So I tried even sharing that list with like my mom and my sister-in-law and stuff. I don't think they used
that
it.
That is an elaborate. That's a lot.
It's
of work.
It's detailed. It is a lot of work. But I went 4 carry-ons, 4 people, 7-day cruise, plus an overnight stay the day before, 8 nights carry-on. It works. And now you're telling me it can be better?
Yes.
Stevie, you are changing my life. I love you.
I can't wait to hear this in 3.5 minutes because I don't think that this is possible. But it is Stevie, and it's Stevie on the socials, so anything's possible.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a guy on TikTok. He's a fashion creator, and he created his own app with the help of AI, and it's basically a digital wardrobe app. So you take pictures of everything you own. The app is called Fitted, by the way. You do have to pay. I think it's like for to expand it, but the basic is free. And you take pictures of everything you own, just like you did.
Yes.
And then you can upload it into this app. And then the AI comes in by, it like can tell what your shirt is and fills out all the info. It'll have like the size, the material, everything. And it basically, the point of it is it takes all your clothes and forms outfits for you.
That is the best idea ever.
You don't have to form the outfit.
I've thought of this before because I have, oh my gosh, can you tell? I'm getting so excited.
No, I think this
I'm getting so excited.
You should say why first and I'll echo why. Well, I think that's also great.
I currently, what I do a lot is if there are people, you know, online, whether it's TikTok or Instagram or whatever, I'll screenshot outfits they have. And I have a whole outfits folder.
Yes.
It like on my phone that I look at sometimes if I know I have this pair of pants. You try to like recreate. One of my favorite things I see people do online is they recreate a Pinterest outfit or something like that. And it's really easy to do that when you have basics. So to keep track of everything you own and to be able to match up with that, what's it called?
Fitted.
Can you play another song? I'm going to go download that.
Okay, we're going to play this song. It's an 8-second ramp, so we're going to play that. And then another reason this is helpful, I love this so much. So that's 3.5 minutes away on Star 102. Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Seems to be a little bit of a... I was wondering why it has a 4.1 out of 5 stars. Well, there seems to be a common, not complaint, but we were talking a little bit about the air. We'll get to that next. So we're talking about an app. What was it called again?
Fitted.
Fitted. And what is Fitted?
It's basically a auto-generated outfit wardrobe maker. Makes your outfits for you.
Which of the three of us have already downloaded the app?
Me!
So I think that this is also a great idea because I'm this guy that sees a shirt or a pant or a shoe or this. And then I am the worst at putting outfits together. You know, even when I would do like the Stitch Fixes or some of these boxes or something else, or I would see something. And even when I'm like, you know, DMing the person that's putting it together, like, can I just have this that I can see on the screen? Like, can I have that outfit? Well, we don't have that, but we have the shirt with it. I am just like the worst at putting some of this stuff together, unless it's basic. Like I'm wearing all black today. Okay. Well, all black goes together. So to have something like this where they can create some pieces, parts in the, yes, you know, in the closet that I just, for some reason, can't put together myself. That's really helpful to me.
I agree. It's like the people that have those capsule wardrobes where it's like,
yes,
I have 15 pieces of clothing, but I have 273 outfits I can make out of it. And I feel like if you uploaded 15 pieces of clothing to this, it would probably be able to do that for you.
Yeah. Like on the LTK app that you guys told me about, I don't know how many months ago now, it's like, so here's your basics. Okay, great. So I've got the t-shirts, I've got this, I got... Now what?
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, okay, this is great. These are great pieces that I need for all of the, but once again, then I kind of need help with then the next step because I'm not really good with what to put with what, which is why I asked Stevie 8,000 questions.
So now you need to catalog your wardrobe in the Fitted app. I feel like you won't do that. Would you do it?
I've seen this app and I was like, that sounds great, but taking all the pictures of everything I own, it's a lot of work.
But you know what it would be? It would be a great motivator to clean out your closet because you have to go through every single piece and you could decide what still fits, what doesn't fit.
You want to sell something. Like a shirt every time, and you're like, I never want to wear that shirt, and you know, it's got to go.
And if you have multiple, like maybe you have three black t-shirts and you only want one black t-shirt, it would help you eliminate those. Say you have several pairs of salmon pants. You want to get rid of one pair and just keep two. You would do something like that.
It's true. Especially heading into the fall.
Where I know.
Where that salmon hits in the fall.
That hits.
Woo! One of the minor common complaint, though, that I'm seeing on this. It seems minor. I mean, Stevie did hit on this a couple of minutes ago. Just one minor thing in 4 minutes on Star 102. It just doesn't allow you unlimited pieces, which we do. It's Star 102, like Cleveland's Feel Good Favors.
Well,
I think it stops at like 10 pieces, and then, 10. I don't know, it seems like there's a subscription after that. Somebody said it's up to $30 if you want to get the premium level of this fitted app, which seems cool. I'm not knocking it. I'm just kind of scrolling through some of the comments, and that seems to be one of the kind of linear complaints of the
app. How many more pieces does the $30 get you?
Well, the $30 I only saw with one comment. That seems high. Somebody else said that you can subscribe for $5.99 a month. I don't know how many pieces that gets you. I'm not into the app. It's just, you know, it's one of those where you download something for free, and you were talking about this, so you assume the entire thing's free.
You get, like, we expect everything free these days.
Correct. And then it's like, okay, here you go. You get up to 10 pieces. This fitted app, once again, you can essentially, it's like a digital closet, and it kind of helps you put items together. Which is fine, up to 10 pieces, but of course you probably have more than 10 pieces.
Well, so say you put your 10 pieces in, and you probably, you know, add in the information. Like, it does the AI thing where I just did one. I uploaded one, and some of the information was wrong, so I'd have to go in and tweak it and fix it. So say I do that for 10 pieces, and then it's like, well, you got to pay to get more. Well, I already put in 10 pieces. Of course I'm going to pay to get more.
Of course you are, yeah. It probably just doesn't tell you up front, and people are, you know. Once they figure out they have to pay, they think to themselves, oh, no.
I'll report back tomorrow. Don't worry, because you know I'll be uploading all my clothes later today.
That's great.
I'm so excited about it.
Well, you got to listen to us, because I let you know it does cost money.
You did. That was a thing. You led with that. Absolutely. There's Stevie on the socials. Absolutely. Right. We appreciate that. Another great one. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Good Monday morning to you. Menor goes back to school today.
Oh, are you guys so excited? Out of the house.
Yeah. And my daughter, she's going into fifth grade, which is the final grade of this school, and it'll be a new school next year, and she's so excited. She went to bed at 8 o'clock last night. She's ready to roll. Outfit ready to roll. Backpack, new backpack ready to roll. So, if you're listening, kiddo, I hope you have a great first day.
Have a great day.
And all everybody that's going back to school, I think it was like Chardon went back to school last week. A lot of people going back to school. Tis the season. So, if today is your first day or it has been or it's this week, we certainly hope you have a great back to school season. Hit us with those pictures. We always love to see the back to school pictures as well.
Menor is supposed to be the star city of the day tomorrow. I wish I would have known this ahead of time.
Oh.
I would have made it today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Sorry, guys. You'll have it for day two.
That'll be great.
You'll have it for day two. Tim will get very excited.
First,
don't you worry.
Star city of the day. First time this year, Menor. So
that's false. I have a question for you. So I want to know if you'd be mad or glad that your spouse did this, because I just got back from vacation like a week ago. We went on a cruise. When you go on a cruise, you really typically, they suggest you arrive a day ahead of time, stay in a hotel, and then, because the day you board the ship, you don't want anything to go wrong. You want to be able to board at the time you board, because the ship isn't waiting for you. If you don't get on, you're not getting on. So we went down, we left out of Port Canaveral, and we stayed at a hotel right there at, like, it's called Cocoa Beach. And we stayed that one night. We wake up the next morning, and what my husband told me when we woke up that morning in our hotel room that happened to him in the middle of the night, in a million years, you will not even guess what happened to him in the middle of the night.
Ooh.
And the quick decision he made at that moment when something fell on him. Would you be mad or glad that your spouse did this?
Oh, and the vacation hadn't even started.
Oh,
what could it be?
It's so bad.
I can't even imagine.
It is so bad.
I can't imagine. Do you have a guess? 3 minutes away. I'm going to think about this, too. That's next on Star 102.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
What in the world happened? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
Stayed the night in a hotel. My husband, this is the day before we leave for our cruise. My husband wakes up in the morning and tells me, guess what happened to me in the middle of the night last night? I said, what? He said, a cockroach fell on my neck. In bed.
Are you serious?
In bed, right next to me, by the way. In bed, right next to me, he tells me, a cockroach fell on my neck.
He is a hero.
All, I want to die right
Nate
now.
Nate is
even
a hero.
This, I can't even, like, it's making me sick retelling this. And I asked the question, I was just saying this before, would you be mad or glad your husband did this? He made the decision. He's like, and I said, oh my God, why didn't you tell me? He said, because I did not want to have to move hotel rooms at 2 a.m. He said, I knew if I woke you up, you would have made us
leave the city.
We would have had to go to another. I know. So he made the decision to not tell me. And then he found it. And I don't know where he found it. If he found it in the bed, if it fell to, I'm like gagging thinking of it. If it fell to the floor, whatever. And he flushed it. Oh yeah. Cause he did flush it because the kids were like, did you kill it? What'd you do? Because I told him in the morning too, I said, you can't tell the kids that we're all still in this room. Like we had to stay in the room for a couple. I could see your face. You want, it's, is that not the grossest thing you've
it
ever
is.
Heard?
It just gives me like the heebie jeebies. That is just.
And then immediately I'm thinking, well, you know, have you ever like read those like weird facts? You swallow 7 spiders in a year. I'm like, oh my God, what?
Probably
if, like,
more than that in a hotel room.
Right.
Like you read all of those things and you hope that it's not you.
Right.
Like when you go to Vegas, it's like, oh, these are the places that have the bed bugs, or Cleveland is the biggest bed bug city in the U.S. And you think, no. I'm not sleeping on that.
Right.
I'm not in there. There's no cockroaches where I'm staying.
By the way, where did it fall from? Did it fall from the ceiling? Did it fall from the bedboard? I don't know. But all
do they
I know,
travel in packs?
I don't
is it just
know.
One roach just got you know,
I don't
a
know.
A rogue roach?
Well, I lived. So I mean, I think I'm glad he didn't tell me. That would have been. Can you imagine being woken up at like 2-3 in the morning being told a cockroach just fell on my neck in this bed? And the fact that he was okay with it, flushed it, and then just went back to sleep. Like, did you not think there would be a million more? And then
I would love to know if anything like this ever happened to somebody else. You're in a hotel
and what
room
they did.
And you got a cockroach to the neck or something
also,
similar.
Now that I think about it, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I know you're about to say the phone number. Was it a cockroach? Don't they have like those palmetto bugs? Are those cockroaches?
I think those
I
are. Those seem like a fancier cockroach. A palmetto.
A fancier.
That seems like it's nicer.
Like how big? I'm not going to Google it.
Was he fully asleep? Like how heavy was the roach that woke him up? Or was
excellent question.
I mean, oh,
I know.
He saved your life.
I don't. Did he?
He did.
I don't
He's
know.
A hero. Nate
I don't
is
know.
Four letters. Hero is four letters.
All I know is
there's something there.
Itchy all day and the next day. I
so
thought.
So did
don't
he
know.
Dispose of it? You just slept through the whole attack?
I slept through the whole attack. I slept through the whole cockroach attack.
Attack and disposal. And
I
you
know.
Slept the entire time.
And
he is a hero.
I know. I think I'm glad he didn't tell me, I think. But then I think, oh, I slept in a cockroach bed. And this was, by the way, a very nice hotel. I don't, I mean, like,
I believe
that we
you.
Stay
I'm just
at
saying.
A lot. Like, you wouldn't expect.
Of course.
And then I just asked him, did you tell the hotel that happened? He said no.
Yeah.
Didn't even tell him.
See?
I
that
feel
would be
like
a
we should have told
and
him.
You probably should have.
We probably should have told him.
But what would you do? Would you go back? I need the roach-free room, please.
I don't know.
I like the one that, you know,
I don't
have the roachalier that it just dangles and slaps me in the smacks me in the neck. Just one story that's similar. Doesn't have to be a cockroach.
It's
a bed bug.
I don't want to hear it.
Bite you in the creamies? Something happened. Let me know. That is next. How big is a cockroach? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Is it like the length of your index finger, or is that like half the size?
See, that's what I feel like the palmetto bug is. The ones that, but I feel like those are in the Carolinas. I don't know about Florida, too. Like the hotter place. Is a cockroach
Nate saved
like
Jen's
that?
Life.
Nate was, you're going next level
Nate
here.
Was next to Jen in bed prior to vacation. Cockroach smacked him on the neck. He grabbed. He was wrestling around. Jen's sleeping. Wrestling around with his cockroach. They hit the floor. Grabbed it. Grabbed those wings. Grabbed the tentacles.
Stop. There's wings.
Was able to flush
it. Do cockroaches have wings?
They do now.
You've really
able
taken
to flush this thing down the toilet and
you've
saved your life.
You've taken this next level. What is?
It did drop on his neck, though.
Well, it did drop on his neck in the middle of the night in a hotel in Florida. And you asking the question that I never asked was how heavy was the cockroach that it woke him up? I just immediately was repulsed and vomiting over it that I didn't even think like, oh, what was the weight of the roach?
I don't have, I don't have a sleep study, but I don't know how hard you have to be hit in the neck to be awoken.
I know.
Do you know? I mean, if somebody's there and they slap you in the neck, I would wake.
Right.
If somebody, hit you with a feather, you probably don't. If somebody
I don't know.
How hard do you have to be hit in the neck? Because, and then, is it an 8-foot ceiling? Is that cockroach dropping a nice 5 feet, smack him in the neck?
I don't know. And did it fall?
And crawling?
From like,
did he feel the crawling or the thud?
I don't know.
It's so gross.
I don't know. And did it crawl out of the headboard? Because there was like a headboard. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it had to be from distance. And you slept through the whole thing. You ready for another cockroach story?
No.
This one's even worse.
No.
Apparently there was an entire brigade.
No.
All right. Go right ahead.
So I was on a Girl Scout outing, and I don't want to say where because I don't want to embarrass them.
Sure.
However, we were in a building with all of our Girl Scouts and three other moms and then a whole bunch of other Girl Scout troops. And one of the other moms woke me up in the middle of the night and she says, "Look, Nicole." And I look, and we are surrounded by cockroaches. That are crawling up the walls, that are crawling around on the floor.
No.
We did not sleep the whole rest of the night.
Oh, God.
And the worst part was also below us was the cafeteria where we were going to be eating in the morning.
No. No!
And then, so to make matters worse, they told us that there was supposed to be an advisor for the building that was sleeping downstairs. Me and this other mom creeped down the stairway. And we're looking for somebody, and we couldn't find the advisor that was supposed to be staying downstairs. So then we go back upstairs. Of course, we stay awake all night to make sure that no cockroaches crawl on our girls. And then in the morning, we tell them, and they said pretty much, it's okay. They live among us. It's okay.
No.
That's their solution?
Yes, that was their response.
Isn't there some type of extermination process you would want to go through if you saw cockroaches surrounding you?
Blowtorch.
We about died. I will say I have never gone back with my kids to visit this establishment, nor will I ever go there.
We're live a local show. We're in downtown Cleveland. Massive event over the last couple of days. I mean, Morgan Wallen was in town.
Two sold-out shows, Friday night, Saturday night. I think there were roughly 1 billion people in downtown Cleveland. There were Guardians games. You had Beetlejuice at Playhouse Square. You had the feast going on. It was a crazy weekend.
Love to know if you... I thought it was... Well, there's a couple of things that caught my eye. I did not go to either show. I had a bunch of buddies and friends and everybody else that went to the show. Maybe they ate before. They had been looking forward to see Morgan Wallen for what I feel like months and months and months, and bought the tickets early because try to buy those tickets and get those anywhere. It was impossible. I mean, they were very tough, as you said, you know, back-to-back shows. Couple of things. And then also I had a friend that you could never even guess how much he paid for an Uber after one of the, or after the second Morgan Wallen show. You won't even be able to guess.
Because they do the price surging, right?
Oh, so of course.
And that's got to be late.
It was 1 a.m. I think it was like 1 a.m, 1 o'clock hour. So if you were there, definitely let us know. A couple of things I noticed next. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show, Morgan Wallen, back-to-back shows over the weekend. I thought that was cool he brought out Myles Garrett. You know, he always brings out somebody depending on the city that he's in. Kid Rock was the first night. Can I just say, when he brought out Kid Rock, I said, where's the Clevelander? What's going on here? Why's Kid Rock coming out?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that was the only one. I was like, wait, what? I mean, it's great. I'm sure it was great. If you were there, let us know. But when Miles Garrett, I thought to myself, now this is what we're talking about.
It was amazing to see how many people. I mean, my social media feeds, all of them were filled with people going to both shows, both nights, every day. I feel like that's all I saw all weekend. I saw videos on, you know, TikTok of people leaving. There's like millions of people in the streets.
By the way, it's the same way to leave the stadium as it has always been. The crowd walking up 9th.
Yep.
Crowd heading up, what is it, West 3rd, trying to get to the car, trying to whatever.
That is a lot of people.
What was the parking downtown if you parked downtown? So there were people looking ahead of time, and I had quite a few friends that went, and they said, Tim, you're downtown, or you're in radio, or you're there all the time. What's the scoop in the parking? I said, you know what? I am normally somewhat helpful in this situation. I don't know. I don't have an in for parking down here. I said, I always tell everybody, it depends on how far you want to walk. I mean, sure. I don't know how else I want to answer. If you need to park down there, first of all, if you're going to park anywhere near Huntington Bank Field, you're going to pay. And I don't know how long you're going to sit there and wait to get out of there.
That's
if you stay at the
worst
end of the
part.
Show.
You're better off walking or scooting. But I think they shut those scooters down. Too dangerous with all the
activity.
You can't. It's just,
where are you going?
Yeah.
I mean, you're blocked by people. They can't.
Yeah,
that's.
But I mean, I think they have ticket packages too that includes the parking now right there by Huntington Bank Field. But again, to your point, how much traffic are you sitting in to get out of there?
I have it's essentially a friend of a friend that, and I noticed this on TikTok. Nothing beats waiting 2.5 hours for an Uber in Cleveland after the Morgan Wallen concert at 2 a.m. And to be fair, not sure exactly where the Uber was going. I don't think it was going back to Mentor, but there's a price point and you're not going to believe what it is.
Of how much the Uber costs.
Uh-huh.
And you had to wait 2 hours.
I know,
I mean,
the
how
destination
does an Uber
would
even
help.
Get in there? Like, I don't. That is a lot. I feel like you need to pre-set that up.
Well, if you're in a big city and you're landing at the same time and you're flying, name your airline. I mean, they are increasing that. Everybody's landing at the same time. They're trying to grab an Uber and hit the hotel or wherever it is. Let alone here. So if you even have a guess, I can't even believe that this is a real number. Star 102. Good morning.
Morning. So we went to Morgan Wallen on Friday night, and we parked in the Muni lot. It was $50, and we live in Mentor. And we jumped out of that muni lot so fast, we hit no traffic leaving
there. Oh, good!
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I thought for $50, like, that was well worth it. And it probably, we were out of there in less than 5 minutes from we got to the car.
How was it getting into town? Did you hit a lot of traffic that way?
We did hit some, but we tried to get there, like, right around, like, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And so we hit more traffic going in than we did coming out.
That's a great call. So, yeah, my friend, well, once again, a friend of a friend, he paid $160 for that Uber.
That is just insane.
Waited 2.5 hours, $160 for the Uber, almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
So here's the question.
He could have parked 3 cars at the muni lot.
Do you tip 20% on that?
I feel like you have to. Or you got to tip something. I don't know if it's 20%.
You got to tip something, of course.
$32 on top of that? $200 Uber ride?
Oh, my gosh.
I think you pay the $50 and go to Muni.
That's the better choice for sure. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.